Last year, Wisconsin Right to Life ran commercials that mentioned Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl. The ads urged people to call the two Democrats and tell them to push for votes on President Bush's judicial nominees. The Federal Election Commission ruled that under the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law, Right to Life had to pull the ads within 30 days of the September Senate primary or delete Feingold's name from the ads because he was on the ballot. Right to Life Executive Director Barbara Lyons says that limits her group's ability to lobby on pending legislation near Election Day.
For example, we couldn't use electronic media to ask people to contact Senator Feingold to vote against a partial birth abortion ban if he is a candidate on the ballot. That restricts free speech and it interferes with the citizens' right to petition their government.
Lyons contends an appeals court ruling made it seem McCain-Feingold was cast in stone and couldn't be challenged following a Supreme Court ruling 2 years ago that upheld most of the campaign finance law. Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks the Supreme Court agreed to hear the Wisconsin case now because it's interesting. But Heck says the law does not ban issue ads close to elections, just requires the source of money to be regulated and disclosed. He says it would be bad if the law is overturned.
That would open up, once again, the window to unlimited, unregulated money from all kinds of sources, which the voters would have no idea. And I think it would just cause the tremendous amount of chaos as well as unregulated money that permeated elections prior to the last one.
Heck says he'll also be watching the other campaign finance case the Supreme Court has agreed to take, a Vermont debate involving mandatory spending limits. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.